This is the lightning strike. Hello, it is November 3rd, 2005, and tonight it's a little cold here. I have a cold as well. I've been sick, been ill, but I'm back to make this little presentation here. Tonight we played the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa, and it was a little cold up there. I guess they said it was kind of warm for this time of the year, so the ice wasn't too well. But Ottawa came into this game here. They came in scoring 18 goals in the past two games, and that's pretty insane. And they're 9-2 on the year. Lightning are 7-4-2, which is respectable. It's pretty good. You know, they're doing well in their conference and their division. But Ottawa is 9-2, and they're crazy this year. And yeah, I could imagine getting scored on. Like last night, I think they won 10-4 against Buffalo, or they scored 10 goals. I don't know how many the Sabres scored, but going into the first period, I saw both teams playing pretty well. Lightning, actually, they were skating quite well, and you know, I looked at them and I was like, all right, you know, they picked it up a little bit. They're playing on a road game, and coming back down the ice, Havlat scored, and he scored a sixth goal, and the Lightning had so many chances, though. Like Hasek tonight, he seemed a little like disturbed. He was all over the place, and they were shooting a lot of pucks at him, and you know, a lot of rebounds. And I think there's probably three, maybe four chances that we should have scored in the first. But Havlat scored, and they scored again, and they go up like 2-0, like pretty quick in the game. And then in the second period, we're down 2-0, and Lightning come back. Brad Richards had a little feed from St. Louis, and it was a power play goal actually, and they ended up scoring like their first power play goal in a while. So Richards scored from St. Louis and Vinny Prosful. So it's 2-1 going into the third. And third period, I don't know. I didn't see a whole lot going on other than Lightning were very desperate. And right away, I'd say probably 2-3 minutes into the third, LeCavalier got a goal, another power play goal. And you know, I'm surprised here because Lightning are scoring these power play goals. And it's 2-2. Quite quickly there, Prosful had an assist to him, so it's 2-2, like right at the beginning of the third period. So I'm kind of optimistic about what might happen. And right after that, you know, there was probably about a 4-minute span where both teams were going back and forth. Graham had some amazing saves, and you know, I'd expect him to give up like a few goals on some of those saves he had, but you know, it's Ottawa coming at them, and so it's basically 2-2, and Ottawa gets a goal from Redden, and also shortly thereafter, a goal from Fisher, not Stephanie Fisher, but Fisher, he sucks, and they go up 4-2, and you can tell I'm a little down, and sorry I haven't like picked up the broadcast here at all, but we ended up losing 4-2. And I think we played quite well, other than Ottawa just jumping on us when we made mistakes. And, you know, it was a tough loss, but, you know, you're looking at probably, I think they're the best team in the NHL other than the Detroit Red Wings. And the Red Wings are pretty tough. And they're like, I don't know, like 12-1, 12-2, whatever. I don't really care. But anyways, we drop one. Ottawa moves on. They have 10 wins. They're 10-2 and 0. They don't have any overtime losses. The Lightning are 7-5-2. Still respectable. I think we're there. I think we got a good team. I think we're we got to definitely got a playoff team, and if we start clicking, you know, we can do more damage. I think we got a lot of opportunities this year, but tonight was not one of our nights. But that's okay because Ottawa sucks, and that's all right. You know, I see the lion, their mascot, running around, and it's great. Hey, you making those potatoes? Putting them in the sauce there?
Yeah, we have the potatoes in the sauce.
Yeah, we had a really good Halloween. Only like two people came to the door, and we went and saw the Saw 2. And I highly recommend to go see it there. It's great. And they have the internal-external conflict with the villain. And there's multiple villains. It's great. It's a good character arc. It's amazing. But I'm going to go through the scores here around the league. We got a couple finals. The Flyers beat the Capitals 8-1. That's freaking crazy. A lot of goals. Anson Carter had 2 goals. I think that's Anson Carter. Yeah, he's. I think so. I hope so, man. I love Anson Carter. He's great. And the Hurricanes beat the Toronto Maple Leafs, which the Lightning will be playing Saturday night, and I'll be talking to you about that game after. But the Hurricanes, they moved to 9-2, and they're ahead of the Lightning in the Southeast. Also, we have the Penguins. They won their third game. They won 5-1 over the New York Islanders. LeClaire, Recchi, Crosby scored 2 goals, and Alexei Yashin scored the only goal for the Islanders. The Panthers lost, which is good. Panthers go to 6-6, which Lightning are ahead of them. Boston beat them 4-1 tonight. Boston 6-5, you know, which is obtainable. Edmonton and Detroit are 3-3. Detroit's 12-1, and they're 6-1 at home, and they're actually at home tonight. So that's actually a pretty good game. Wow, that's in the third period there. There's only 5 minutes left, and that's tied 3-3. Hopefully the Oilers can win, because I hate the Red Wings. The New Jersey Devils are losing to the Rangers 3-2 in the third with 9 minutes to go, and the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Calgary Flames are just underway. Same with Phoenix and the Kings, but Phoenix jumps us out to a 2-0 lead over the Kings. Kings are 9-4 this year. They're 9-4 already, and Phoenix is 5-8. And you know, I'd like to see Phoenix win a few more games. You know, do it for Wayne. But that's about it. I'll be back Saturday. I got my video iPod. I've been watching at work. Listening, I've had a cold last couple of days. Hopefully I'll have some more energy Saturday or so. But got that damn bird flu, man. It's crazy. It's coming down from Canada. It's crazy. All right, everyone, see you next time. And no one's sending any emails. Send some emails. Joel, J-O-E-L, at mailzeta, mailzeta.com. And I'll talk about whoever sends me an email, or I'll send them something. I have a whole bunch of stuff here I could send. I was going to sell it on eBay, but I'll send it. All right. See everybody later.